down, Jack.
Yeah. One of my favorite songs from
tie
my
me
childhood.
Kangaroo down, Jack. Tie me kangaroo down. Wait a minute, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Well, my favorite part was when he said, tan me eyed when I'm dead, Fred.
Yeah.
Tan me eyed when I'm dead. Leave it hanging on the shed. Anyway, well, I guess it's self-evident that it's time to take a break with Gene and Mary.
Definitely time to take a break.
We didn't wait for you guys. Well, remember, though, we're here every weekday at noon Eastern time. And as you can tell already, we are talking about what's on our mind. Now, I will say, Mary, today is a little bit different than it has been the last couple of days.
Yes.
Because we do have not what's on our minds, what's on one of our listeners or some
exactly.
of our listeners' minds.
And that
and we'd
brings,
like to know more about that.
That brings me to our word of the day.
Perfect.
Inquiring.
Okay.
It means showing an interest in learning new things. Do you remember the National Enquirer, the little tabloid paper?
Yeah.
They used to have a TV commercial. Inquiring minds want to know.
Yes.
It's inquisitive, curious, interested, questioning, investigating. And that does bring us right to, well, let me go to the origin. I like to do that. It's from the Middle English inquire, which is from later inquire. They just changed it from an E to an I. From Old French, enquire, from a variant of Latin, inquiere, based on... Oh my gosh, this is this and this and this. It means to seek. It just means to seek. Mm-hmm. Influenced by Latin, dates from the 15th century. That's what I was trying to figure out. However, this is what I find interesting. It kind of reached a peak for use, the word inquiring, around 1825. And then it just took a steep downhill climb.
Really?
Yeah. It's still in use, but not very much.
Inquiring,
I-N-Q-U-I-R-I-N-G.
Okay, so the question I'm going to ask is, was there a word that came into use at that time, about that time, that's more common?
Well, now that's...
It took over it.
How do I figure that out?
What are synonyms? Inquiring, getting, obtaining.
Well, synonyms for inquiring. I clicked a button and it went weird. Oh. It took me off of the page I wanted to know. They have a
inquiring.
Synonyms for inquiring are inquisitive, curious. Well, here, I can do this. I'll hit inquisitive and see what it was high in 1800s, slowly making a climb back in 2019. Curious, also used a lot in 1800 and making a bigger comeback in 2019. Hmm. Intrigued.
Well, that's interesting because I use inquiring all the time.
I mean,
ever since I remember, I've always used it. It's surprising that it would be considered not a wide use before
not widely used at all.
Interesting.
But anyway, I should probably set my timer. I forgot that. I think our timer is going to be, let me take off 5 minutes. Because I think we've been talking for about 5 minutes. But my sister, Jane, who actually, Jane, if you're listening, thank you. Jane was the very first person to donate cash money to Be Unique.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
What a distinction. That's nice.
And she's also donated other things, some in-kind items. And she keeps up with us a little bit more than I expected her to be honest. She is the family matriarch. She's my oldest sister. She's 7-ish years older than me. Let's see. Uh-huh. I don't know what year she was born. Doesn't matter. Anyway, she sent me a message on Facebook and I'm going to answer her questions. Do you go to the radio station every day? Hmm. Yes. in a roundabout way. And I'll get to that in a minute.
Yes.
Or do you pre-record? Yes and no. The answer lies in the many shows that we have on Be Unique. Until I get Gene fully brainwashed, I mean indoctrinated and trained, I am still the director of Be Unique Radio. The goal is for Gene to direct the show one day like I do and have every single aspect of the show under his belt. I'm teaching him to fish, so I no longer have to feed him fish.
So that's what you're up to.
That's my...
I've been feeling...
That's my evil little plan.
Evil plan.
I do intend for you to do everything that I'm doing so that I don't have to. Because you fed me the idea. You planted a seed, and that seed has taken root. It's a slow-growing seed.
Yeah.
But it's the tree of Mary gets to do whatever she wants to do.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing in life, I believe. And if anybody just wants to just do whatever they want to do, I'll be happy to help them learn how to do it.
I know how. The problem is I need manpower to take over all these hats I wear.
But what I'm saying is to manifest your ability to just do that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm thinking in terms of the fact that you and I both have used the symbolism of Mark Twain's story of Tom Sawyer and the white picket fence, of getting people to see how fun it is to paint the fence so they paint it for you. Well, that's kind of a clever thing and all that in the story, but at the same concept is really like, because I think just showing people how much fun stuff can be, and they're like, oh wow, yeah, you're right. And but you know, then I'm not going to quit doing it. I'm going to go start doing other fun stuff. And so that's
kind of like you did with Green Gables. You did a lot of fun things there. You've moved on.
Yeah, I found other people. It took 2 years, but we was just a handful of us at the first, and we worked, all of us worked together to get more people and more people to do stuff. And so everything I was doing, I found somebody else that enjoyed doing it, and they did it, and I went and did something else, and now I'm done. And we're kind of switching around. People are coming in and out, and that's what it's all about, is building a sustainable kind of thing.
Exactly.
That'll work. And so then when we get to where we're the end of phase one, then we'll be able to operate the entire operation with a few hours a week of actual work, and the rest is all just play. All the fun
and
parts.
It feels like play anyway, because I get to do the things that I enjoy.
Well, it too. But my problem is I wish I had somebody to deal with the technical difficulties I always have to deal with with my, the technology, because I'm one of the guys that learned computers when they first started. You know, my first computer class was from a guy who, late in his long career was introduced to computers, and he was the IT guy at his work.
Right.
Well, so I went to class and learned from him about the X's and the O's, and I went to work and I became the IT guy on my 10 megabyte IBM XT computer, and then when we went to 20 megabytes RAM, we were flying. So what I'm saying is I was with that old computer technology, I was the guru, but something happened there when the internet was invented, really in earnest, and they started going to the handheld devices.
Yeah.
And everything, the technology changed to the cloud, and it left me in the dust. So that's my biggest struggle.
I have my moments too. I'm pretty computer savvy. I'm less.
You rock.
Well, I keep going. But back to my sister's question. She wanted to know, did we pre-record or do we do the show live every day in the radio station? Well, let me clarify. I have a real sweet setup in my home office. We call that the Be Unique Studios. At some point, we do intend to have an actual recording studio in a physical location that will house many other aspects of Be Unique, because there's way more to Be Unique than this podcast.
In fact,
there's way more to Be Unique Radio than the Take a Break with Gene and Mary show.
And there's way more to Be Unique than just Be Unique Radio even.
Yes. Unique has the magazine, it has the radio show, it has the documentaries. We hold events, we go to events.
It's big time.
It boggles my mind how fast we've come in such a short length of time. My brain just went into another direction. So sometimes Gene comes to my home where I have the studio and we record together from here. Sometimes we do it live from here. We do Transformational Tuesdays live every week because it's a call-in show for people to get mini readings. And I don't mean a lot of, I mean small readings from Elisa Kaler, who is a gifted intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Take a Break show live on occasion, and the rest of the shows are pre-recorded. The Coffee, Candy, or Creative show is pre-recorded. Best Lifing with Julia Brodska is pre-recorded. Manifest Monday is half and half. I have 2 live shows a month, 2 pre-recorded shows. The Unscripted show on Thursday night is always live. Jane's next question is, how far is the station from your house? Well, I've already answered that. It's in my house. Do you know what the topics will be in advance? And how far in advance? Well, the answer is sometimes and not very. Typically, okay, we have Barbara Marino, who has done an enormous amount of research for us.
Thanks, Barb.
Yes, thank you so much.
Definitely.
I have topics that will last through the end of this year and probably halfway into next year. And this is these are daily topics. These are not just once a month or once a week.
Well, so, and there's so much information. There are even other topics
sometimes
in the information we could come up with next year.
Sometimes one topic leads to another.
Yeah, that's great.
So we have these topics that Barb gave us, and I typically send them to Jean through email a week or two in advance. And we know, and this gives us a chance to research a little more, because sometimes Barb gives us just the very surface. Sometimes she gives us a lot more. Once we taught her how to copy and paste, she was unstoppable, because she used to type, she used to research everything, write it down on paper, and then go back in and retype it. So now she's really flying. She gives us these topics. I actually have them enough, like I said, enough for a year in advance, more or more. So that's how far in advance. However, sometimes something happens, like I get this message from Jane. I'm like, oh, we've got to do a show on this. This is just what we've been asking for. We've been asking for our listeners to interact with us and give us questions. And
thank
it's
you,
become its own show. She says, there may be some days I would like to hear what is said more than others, which makes sense. If we can get to the point where Jean is pre-posting these shows, then we can, when we get to this pre-posting these shows in advance, people will know what shows are coming up.
Yeah. And we're basically, it's going to be about getting ourselves established to plan ahead that far so we can be postured, because we do come into this pretty prepared a lot of days. And a lot of days we just, oh, wow, let's record now. And we do five shows and we make up things as we, words of the day as we go.
We have topics that we want to just play around with and talk about.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And we have ideas in mind. We start with something seminal.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But Jane also said that she clicked on the arrow and started listening, and then it got staticky on her end. And then she just said, glad you're doing well with this.
Interesting.
So when I post this, I'll make sure I tag her specifically, because she'll want to hear me talking about her.
Well, sure. And you know, she hit on another thing too, as far as, sure, we're not always going to talk about what everybody wants to hear, but at the same time, what an excellent thing for her to tell us that. And if we ever talk about anything on our show that you would like to hear us talk more about or less about, you know, certainly reach out and let us know. Contact Jean and Mary at gmail.com and let us know, because really what we're here for is just to have fun, and we'd like you to come and have fun with us. That's the bottom line. Have fun. That's kind of my thing.
I got another message from Jane that her speakers and headphones are messing up, so she's going to get her husband to look at them.
Ah, well, best wishes on that.
I also got another message about today's show. Daisy Lynn took a nap and was sleeping.
Oh,
sometimes naps are important.
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe we should do a show on that.
All right. Let's do our next show on that. How's that sound?
All right. Sounds like a plan to me.
All right. Well, in the meantime, everybody who's been listening, thank you so much for joining us today. Glad you took a break with Jean and Mary today. Now, you can listen to us each day at noon Eastern. You can contact Jean and Mary at gmail.com anytime. We definitely want to hear from you. Check us out at beunique.org. For all of our radio shows on Be Unique Radio, that's beunique.org.
That's BUNEKE.org.
Very good.
Ba-dum-bum. Bye, everybody.
Bye.